Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. August 30, 1897. Previously unpublished. W.C. White. I have just put my name to the papers you have set in regard to the shares in the sanitarium. I would say Edson White, 25 shares. Dr. Kellogg will carry shares sufficient of his own, so that I appoint you to choose the division of the remaining shares you propose Dr. Kellogg shall have. I can divide the remaining shares with Brethren Tenney, Rousseau, and Sutherland. I cannot see that Dr. Kellogg should have any more shares than he already carries. The men specified, Tenney, Rousseau, and Sutherland, can carry shares that will consume the 40 shares specified for Dr. Kellogg, unless you have some special reason that he should carry a portion. But I think Edson can carry 25 shares, and the remainder go to these brethren specified. I do not see what is the inwardness of this, but I will subscribe my name to the papers as I have stated. Willie, cannot you encourage a good dentist to come to this country? There was a brother in connection with Atherton, Harvey, I think was his name. He was a good practitioner, and I understand dentists can set up anywhere and do their work without any interference. We need a dentist very much. Your family are all well. I do not address letters to you. I learn from Brother Brandstater that you are surely to be here on this next boat after the one now in. But we have nothing definite from you, so we know not what to expect. We certainly hope that we shall not be disappointed in the matter, for we want you now at the close of the school and at the Sydney camp meeting. I have so little expectation that you will receive this that I have little courage to send it, but I will send it nevertheless. Mother.